Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get to two college football topics real quick. First of all, it's announced that ETN is officially out for the Georgia Bulldogs, and Nico Iamaleava trending towards playing. I know that he's kind of listed as questionable. Everything we've seen from Josh Heupel says it looks like, you know, he's feeling good. You know, he's doing a little bit more. Is ETN being out? I know, you know, he was kind of expected to be hurt. He's been questionable himself. I think we've talked a lot this week about Nate Frazier and his ups and downs this season and what he means to Georgia's football team. Georgia hasn't been very good running the ball, and that's one of the more shocking things about Kirby Smart's tenure, is somehow you've fallen off so big as far as being able to run the football, the offense line not up to snuff right now under Stacey Searles. Do you have questions about Georgia's ability to move the ball in Tennessee's defense? And look, man, we're making picks coming up in a little over an hour. This line is stinky. Like, if you think that you're like, oh, man, Georgia's not very good, all of a sudden it's a 10-point spread. Like, 9.5 is the most recent I saw. Very, very smelly line. So I'm just curious to get your thoughts, ETN being out, how you feel about that one.
Well, I think he's clearly their best back. He's their most versatile running back. Is he their most explosive player on offense?
I think you could make that argument for Nate Frazier. I just don't think Nate Frazier is as well-rounded at all and obviously doesn't have ball security and everything else.
Nate Frazier's got to stop putting the ball on the ground.
Nate Frazier is straight up a running back. Like, he's not, you know, you're not going to involve him in some of the other things you ask running backs to do.
You should be worried if Georgia can move the ball, because this is a really good Tennessee defense. But this is a really good Georgia defense as well.
Yes, it is.
And you don't know what Nico is going to come in there, and Gaston might be pressed into action. He might have to play Gaston more. And so you don't.
Frenchman, Gaston.
Yes. He looks French. He's got that French, like, jawline.
What do you mean he looks French? How does a guy look French? Is it like a unibrow thing going on? What do you mean?
No, he just has that. He's got the French look.
All right.
I don't know. Why are you asking me a question? I can't explain everything to you, all right? I mean, I can't sit here and explain every little thing to you all day long.
Backup quarterback.
But so I would say this. I haven't even checked the over, but I would probably go with the under this weekend.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
Showdown?
Even if it was like 35, I'd be like, take the under.
Hold, please. I'll be able to tell you in just a second. I want to pivot while I'm looking that up, though, and ask a little bit. The news comes out yesterday that Boston College quarterback Thomas Castellanos stepping away from the program.
He left.
Yeah.
He quit.
Well, that's what stepping away means.
He quit. Now, just say the word quit. He quit. He quit on his team because he got benched.
He pulled a Marcus Mariota. And he left town.
You called him a quitter.
He was like, yeah, I mean, he was. And to be fair, Thomas Castellanos quit. I'm just saying they both stepped away, which is quitting. And how do we feel about this day and age? Like, and I think it's – because I think it's easy. You're old school. I'm obviously more old school and err on the side of these things. But I think we also have to look at it through the lens of what 2024 is. And I think we have to pay attention to what college football – athletes are looking at. They've got agents in their ears, they got parents, they've got all this other stuff. I'm having a hard time coming up with a reason why this would be okay.
Well, what do you want me to give you? The, you know, we had this conversation Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever day it was, or this week. You want me to give you this ridiculous PC answer? Well, he's just a kid and he's struggling with being benched, and he's just a kid and he's just trying to mature. Or the fact that
Well, the PC way of putting that is to say he has to worry about his mental health.
Or the reality of the situation.
Which don't get me wrong, I believe in that wholeheartedly.
I don't think it's a mental health thing. I think he just took his ball and went home. I don't think everything's about maturity. I think this is a business. His agent, his parents, it's all about the bottom line. And he's like, oh, I can't maximize my dollar here. I can leave the program, no longer risk injury, even in practice, just train, and now I can start setting myself up for the portal in December.
Yeah,
he quit
and that's
his
what
team.
He's gonna do.
And this is the reality of the situation. This is why I'm not going to sit here and listen to people tell me why that these players should be treated like they're kids anymore, because they're not. They're not
adult decisions.
Yeah.
The over-under for that game, by the way, 47.5.
Yeah, that's
still like the under.
I hate it all together. I wouldn't touch it.
I hate it all together. Wouldn't touch it either.
Dylan just told me in my ear, and I said, that's blank. I wouldn't touch it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.